Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. I'm your host, Tim Hayes, for the first hour today. Michael and Jeannie Rice will be here for the second hour, beginning at noon Central Time. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2019. I'm privileged to be here, and I thank you all for being here, whether you're on the show live on the switchboard now, or you're listening through your computer, or you're catching the show on the archives. We appreciate everybody who donates their time to this project. The project is helping me make my life a better life, helping you make your life a better life, learning tools, and then practicing and gaining in support and practicing so that I can apply tools to improve the quality of my life. One application of a tool at a time, one worksheet at a time, one breath session at a time, one targeted journaling session at a time. Every time I pick up a tool and apply it to my life, triggered by the fact that I was not feeling total peace, total calm, total compassion, totally loving energy, every time I apply a tool, I gain benefit. It isn't always a powerful, dramatic benefit. Sometimes it's just a subtle shift in my energy. Sometimes it's quite a powerful shift in my energy. Sometimes that powerful shift in my energy is accompanied by a dramatic insight. We are here to make available to people and teach people the use of tools available at www.whyagainorg, whyagain.org. And if you go to that page and click on either the Start Here button or the red and white bullseye, it'll take you to a page where you can have access to some of the most powerful, effective, and efficient tools I've learned in my 44 and a half years of doing therapy that can help you transform your relationships. By way of example, I started talking yesterday about how Tuesday was a very full day. My term for it is blessedly busy. And in the middle of the day Tuesday, I had some things happen that resonated very strong energies in me. And there was something about the interpretation I threw on these events and what it resonated in me that left me with a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach and a very powerful pattern of recurring negative thoughts. It was quite distracting. I had to put quite a bit of mental energy to the task of staying focused for the rest of the day, all the way through Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening support group. I did a little bit of work after the support group. I talked a little bit about it. I had a little bit of shift by the time we did the internet show yesterday. Yesterday was another very full day, lots of powerful sessions. And so my work was postponed until after I got home. And I got home last night and I still had a very heavy, very sick feeling in my stomach, right at the edge of nausea. And I've had access to these tools long enough to know that unless I pick up the tools and use them, that energy will either continue as a major distraction and a discomfort at a conscious level, or I'll find a way to bury it at an unconscious level and it will continue to be a disruption for me. So I pulled out the app, which is one of the tools that's available for free. If you go to your App Store or the Google Play Store and you type in Heartland Aramaic Forgiveness, H-E-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, Aramaic, A-R-A-M-A-I-C, Forgiveness, you can download an app completely free and completely private that will let you do what I did. And so I opened up the app as soon as I got into bed, and I said, I'm going to fill out these blanks, and I'm going to keep my breath moving, and I'm going to accept the shifts in energy. Perhaps the discomfort gets even worse. We had somebody call yesterday and said, yeah, I did a worksheet, and I'm even more mad than when I started. And I say, well, that's probably an indication of a success, because it's probably removed some barriers to me seeing some of my deeper pain that I wasn't even aware was there when I started the worksheet process. So I did a worksheet, and it resulted in a shift, not a dramatic shift, but a little bit more comfort, and I was able to get to sleep. And then I was awake at 1:30 in the morning, thinking rather obsessively about the thoughts that were there when I awoke and about the events of Tuesday afternoon. So I picked up the phone, put on my glasses, and filled out another worksheet. In this case, there are 7 steps in the worksheet process. And in this case, I got into the second step, and the tears came, and a powerful image came to my mind of an event that happened a full, 47 years ago. A powerful event that happened maybe only 45 years ago. So I kept my breath moving. I let the tears come before I went on to the rest of the worksheet. And I noticed by the time I had finished the entire worksheet that the sick feeling, the very heavy feeling in my stomach, was down to about a fourth or a tenth, whatever. I don't know how to judge those things, but it was nowhere near as intense. And so I stayed awake for long enough to do another worksheet and do a little bit of journaling, and I got back to sleep. And I woke up this morning with the thoughts coming out of a dream that were directly related to the worksheet. And so I made note about it before I got out of bed. And then I carved out the time when I got to work to do a half an hour or 45 minutes of writing. Came out in the turbulence of thoughts and flooding and emotions and connecting it to an event 40-some years ago. That's why we do this work. Right now, as I sit here, I have energy moving, but there's no nausea in my stomach. There's no sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. There's no heavy weight in my chest or my stomach. And yet, nothing has changed about what happened on Tuesday that was the impetus for me to choose the interpretation that was connected to all of that upsetting energy in me, all of those intense negative emotions, etc. We offer this tool for free. Michael and Jeannie Rice have put together a webpage that's got more powerful, useful stuff on it and interesting stuff than you'll probably get to in the next 10 years if you dig in, start right now. And the vast majority of it's free. We encourage people, if you get benefit from this work, to donate to Michael and Jeannie, because while they've made a commitment to make these tools available to every mind, heart, and being on the planet, even if those people don't have the money to pay for it, Michael and Jeannie haven't figured out how to do it for free. So it's costing them money to host this internet show. It's costing them money to build the app. All right, so the area code is 563-999-3581. And if you press 1, I'll click your number and and it'll be in the air. So if nobody raises a hand, I'm going to have to go right back to the processing. I'd made some notes in the middle of the night that I would say, okay, we're going to take you on a journey. I'm going to share the experience to the best of my ability to kind of draw this roadmap for how this happened for me. I have made this commitment to what to put a tremendous amount of time and finances and effort into a project, and the goal of the project is of a bigger scope than any project I've taken on in my life before. And the point of it is to create a broader awareness of these tools, what Michael and Jeannie have made available on their website, the power of these tools, the accessibility of these tools, the efficiency of these tools, to help me change my negative emotions, to use them as a warning signal, to improve the quality of my life, to improve the quality of my relationships. And I've been building into that until last summer, when it dawned on me that what I had been doing to make that happen just wasn't producing results. So I invested a significant amount of money to engage a mentor, coach, guide, expert, what have you. And on Tuesday, in the middle of the afternoon, right between two sessions with patients, it was revealed to me without beyond any shadow of a doubt that this person cannot do for me what we had planned for him to do for me. And that basically, as the line from Blazing Saddles says, the minister says to the new sheriff, son, you're on your own. And in the moment where that became obvious to me, I felt this heavy weight and sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. So I gratefully, after years of working with tools like this and having my own therapy and all kinds of other things, I had the ability to step back with my conscious logical mind and gently ask myself, how am I doing this? And put it on hold and refuse to act from that, refuse to panic. As I said yesterday, if I hadn't had these tools, the sensations in my body, the sick feeling in my stomach were so intense that I probably 20 years ago would have gone to a doctor or an emergency room. But I know better than that. I was able to have enough of my mental awareness observing that, oh, this really unexpected thing just happened and reveals to you something very important. And then instantaneously with that, here comes a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. So as I said, when I got through the day yesterday, knowing, feeling that heavy, sick feeling, and I managed to use the breath work that I teach people and use my knowledge of the acupuncture meridians to do a little bit of tapping and finger rubbing and breathing between sessions, and I got through the day, and that sick feeling was still there. So when I got home, I filled out a worksheet. And so here's what the worksheet looked like. I filled it out on the app, which I'm very grateful for. This, the ready accessibility, I can do this laying on my back in the bed. I don't have to have the pen or the paper. I can't tell you how many times I've had my pen go through the the paper on a worksheet when I'm trying to do them in bed, sitting up on an elbow. So it's very, very convenient for me to have this on my phone. So thank you again, Jeannie Rice. Again, you can go to your app store and type in the words Heartland Aramaic Forgiveness and download it for free. So here's the worksheet. The premise of this worksheet is my essential nature as a human life, my very being, is the energy of creation, the energy of love. The goal of this internal forgiveness wake-up sheet is to empower me to remove fear and any hostility so that I can return my awareness to the direct experience of my true nature as this energy of creation. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. And then number 1A says, I, Tim, who am this energy of love, am experiencing, and I wrote, sick feeling in my stomach. It feels like fear. So use a separate worksheet for each emotion. Remember that hostility and fear always tell me my mind is off the mark. It comes from corrupt data. And then I name the topic of my of attention, the focus of my attention. So the focus of my attention was this person that I wanted to be my mentor. And what I wrote happened is he blew it on the coaching call. So I took a breath and I coached on by the worksheet to remember that if he's the one with the problem, why am I the one with the pain? So I did another breath and I read how the app tells me, the truth is only my thoughts cause my emotional upset. So I took another breath and I filled in the thought that came to mind that's associated with my fear and that knot in my stomach. The thought I came up with was, I have to start all over with my project. Then I took a breath and looked at the punishment thoughts. The punishment thought was, I want to punish the mentor by letting everybody know that he's no good, telling people. And I'm punishing myself by generating this feeling of panic. So then I took another breath, and the worksheet on the app reminds me to release and surrender the sick feeling in my stomach and the thoughts about the coaching call and my need to punish somebody by telling people, and my need to punish myself by generating panic. And then it says, it coaches me to cancel my need to be right and cancel my need to make up another story out of these brain cells about my past experiences and my thoughts about them to try and prove to me, to hallucinate the proof that my fear and hostility-based reality is true. And then it asks me to choose to love truth and willingly face and process out all of the disease-producing energies for and from all of my relations and all my generations. And then it asks me if I'm willing to go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing. And at this point, I thought, yeah, this sick feeling could get even worse. Or I could get actually nauseous and have to throw up. I could get a headache. One of the last times I did a powerful worksheet like this, it generated the energy moving through me, generated the pain I would have labeled a migraine. So I said, yes, I'm willing to go through that. And then number 5 says, when I'm upset, my perception's built out of corrupt data. And the thing that drives my mind to use that particular data is my goal for this mentor to be powerful, to be a powerful, positive agent for change in my life. This perception is a limiting picture constructed at a maximum of 9 bits of data during the period of time at least 10,000 brain cells are firing in my brain, and probably 20 trillion bits of data are hitting my senses. So it's an extraordinarily tiny fragment of the truth of what is. So by canceling my goal, my replicate mind's reality collapses and gives me a direct contact with the denied, dissociated, and projected parts of my carbon-based memory. The carbon-based memory simply means the brain in my head that functions like a computer hard drive. It can only receive the things I type in and spit them back out. That part of my mind is frequently projecting and blaming others for its content. So while I hold love conscious, active, and present in my mind, I now choose to collapse my mind's lies by willingly canceling my goal for my mentor to be a powerful, positive agent for change in my life. And then it goes on to ask me to invite something other than my conscious, logical mind to assist me. And I chose here the elemental force specific for humans that's there to break off the effects of my errors in thought and guide me to truth and happiness if I just ask it to. We all have this. We all have a connection to a higher intuition. In some of us, it's more or less developed than in others, and yet it's there for everybody. And it's possible to strengthen it wherever I am on my journey. So I ask that force, that elemental force, to restore me to my newborn essence of love, to incline me toward healing, to help me open a direct conscious relationship with, and gently remove the denied and dissociated and the projected parts of my carbon-based memory. And I breathe, and I tap into those loving thoughts that I mentioned earlier. And then I just gently repeated that I cancel my need to be right. I cancel my need for anyone or anything else to change. I specifically cancel my goal in this worksheet. I put my conscious, logical mind aside. I refuse the temptation to try and figure it out and ask to be shown. And just I laid there and just watched what came up. And soon after the second, maybe third repetition of I cancel my need to be right, I got a very clear image of myself as a 14-year-old between high school or grade school and high school, maybe 15 years old, and I had agreed to repaint a very long white picket fence. And I was out in the summer heat while all my friends were away playing with a wire brush and a paint scraper at the impossible, eternally long, never to be finished, completely ungrateful task of stripping thick white paint off of a long, did I mention it was long? Long white picket fence. The bottom line is, when that memory came up, I had a little tear in my eye. I had a shudder of shame because I abandoned that job. I did not complete that job. And I never felt good about it. I never faced up to it directly. I never asked for help. I just, in effect, ran away from that job, abandoned it. I said I would do something, and I didn't do it. The connection for me was instantaneous. This mentor told me he would do something. He didn't do it. So I breathed. I took a breath, scanned my body, and the worksheet asks me, what do I feel now? I felt calmer. And then I just wrote what I just told you, the memory of that upset. And then I gave myself permission to write a loving goal, which would be 5 more worksheets process on that lump in my stomach, on that sick feeling in my stomach. And I rolled over and went to bed. And about 1:30 in the morning, I was wide awake. So I pulled out the app again once I realized the sick feeling was still in my stomach. And I went through the very same thing. It's the same target. It's the same dynamic that happened. And time it was confusion. So as I went through, this time when I canceled the goal, I mean, I didn't even get there. I got down to number 2, where it says I willingly go through the physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of healing. And I had another powerful flash memory. And this one brought tears with it. I had to sit up because the tears were running into my ears. This one was a memory of my coming home from college, I wasn't even finished with college. It was at the very end of the school year. And the actual day of the end of college had passed, but I had two incompletes. And in that last week of college, I basically had a nervous breakdown. So physically, I was okay. But every time I went to work on those two incompletes, the numbers on the page would swirl and I would get confused and I would look at the clock and realize I'd been sitting there for 30 or 40 minutes without doing anything. And it didn't matter how many times I tried, I was not able to get my mind to focus to complete those two projects. So I finally packed it up and went home. And what I thought I was going home to was my father. And my father had been this bright, shining light my entire life. A loving man, a great counselor of people, a good businessman, very bright, one of the smartest people I ever knew, steady as a rock. And so what better than to go home and say, Dad, I'm right here at the crux of leaving college and going into the adult world, and I've got this crisis. I need some advice. Dad will know what to do. Go home and talk to Dad. And the memory that flooded into me was that when I got home and I waited until Dad was alone outside, and I went outside to talk to Dad and laid out for him, or I was just trying to lay out for him. He was tending roses in his garden. And I was standing out there. It was a warm spring day. He was completely unable to tune into what I was saying. My dad, the man who raised me, was simply not there. And it was so confusing. It was such a shock to my system. I still remember. I remember the image like it was yesterday. And later that night, I asked my mom, what's going on with my dad? And the bottom line is, my dad was in the middle of a raging, full-blown manic episode. So as I say that, my tears come up again. The man who raised me wasn't there. And this is a crisis. I needed help. I'm facing the decision of walking away from 4 years of college without a degree, or trying to postpone it, or put it on hold and go get the credits I needed from another institution and have them mailed in. And the guy I'm going to for advice, the man who's always been there, is not there. So the tears come up now. The tears came up then. I just sat up in bed, did a little crying, realized the fabulous connection between the emotions I downloaded then and the interpretation I placed on Tuesday's events. Here's one of the biggest projects I've ever undertaken. I'm hiring somebody, expecting him to be that bright, shining light, the mentor who's been there before, who guides me through it, and he's just not there. He's not able to do for me what all of my expectations of him wanted him to do. So I let the tears come and I did the breathing. And then that, the intensity of that emotion at 1:30 in the morning, I labeled it as an 8 to get it started. And by the end of the worksheet, it was only a 2. I felt more calm. And then I asked to be shown times when I have let people down or failed to be a powerful, positive change agent in other people's lives. And I threw that open to the universe, to light, love, Holy Spirit, to continually give me feedback about times when I might be shying away from a commitment to do what I said I would do, or I might be on the cusp of letting somebody down. And then the loving goal that I put in place at the end of this worksheet was to do two more worksheets specifically on this memory with my father. And in enough energy, and that almost completely relieved the sick feeling in my stomach so that I could get some more sleep. And this morning, upon waking, I did another, because I woke up with the words, "I've lost my rudder." And before that was finished coming out of my mouth, I felt like I've lost my rudder and my keel. And if anybody knows anything about boats, the rudder is what I steer with. But if I don't have a keel, if I don't have a center running board or a deep keel in my boat, the rudder is next to useless. So I woke up from some kind of a dream that had me sitting with the thought, I lost my rudder and my keel, that I'm basically just on the water, maybe the ocean, being blown by the wind. And so the thought I used to create this sadness was, I can't do this without external guidance. I worked through the worksheet. The goal I had for myself in that worksheet, give me a moment while I dry some tears and get to see clearly again. The goal I set was for me to be able to trust my inner knowing. And when I went through the worksheet process again and did the breathing and reconnected with love, and then asked to be shown from something outside my conscious logical mind, what I became aware of, this wasn't a flash of a big memory. There was no visual image associated with this one as there had been in the past two worksheets. But I became very clearly aware of the thought, I'm afraid that if I trust my inner guidance, I will lose connection to my parents. And in my mind, it was very clear that when I was a child, when I would speak about things I saw, Kenny was just talking about an apparition. If I had had one of those and told my parents, it absolutely was intolerable for them. I know that my very loving, caring parents, both of them, were very concrete in their thinking. They were very action-oriented. They were very Western mind-oriented. And if I would have said, oh, I just saw Grandpa Hayes, who died when my father was 6 years old, it would have just freaked them out. If I said, oh, I know what to do here, that would have freaked them out, because I'm just a kid. How am I to know? So in that worksheet, I felt calmer again. My upset went from an 8 down to a 4. It wasn't 2 or a 1, so I knew I had more work to do. And I chose the loving goal to write a letter to my parents about giving up my internal knowing in order to stay connected to them. So I breathed and checked out my upset level and got up extra early, got going directly and didn't do some of the things I would normally do in a day, and came to work and decided to write and gave myself time to write. And I just started writing. Now, my mom is still in the body, but on her way out. And my dad died in 1999, 20 years ago. So the benefit to me is what I've been trained to in this work is that it doesn't matter that my dad died 20 years ago. This isn't about my dad. This isn't about the interactions between me and my dad. This isn't about the choices my dad made. This isn't about my dad's manic depressive tendencies. This isn't about any action he ever took in his life. It's about the interpretation that I put on those events and the energies that I created and generated the more I poured thought into those events, or those thoughts about those events, and or, as in this case, how the interpretation I placed on that event was energetically connected to something. An event happened on Tuesday. In an instant, without even being consciously aware of it, I threw an interpretation on it, and it energetically resonated something that happened in 1976. And had enough energy resonating in me to give me the feeling that I had swallowed a basketball with rough edges. So my knowledge about how the system works, my active demonstration to myself for the past 15 plus years through the application of these tools, gave me the experience that if I sat down and wrote a letter to my dad, who's been gone for 20 years, and my mother, who's no longer able to process these kinds of things with me, I can shift energies in my system. And I did, and there's more writing to be done. I probably only wrote for 45 minutes, but I've got a couple pages, and the tears were flowing when I was writing. And I will continue that work. I will go back to the worksheets. I will continue writing whatever feels like it needs to be written to my parents. And I will continue to shift this energy. And that's my offering for today. That's why we teach these kinds of tools. That's how it isn't always Dr. Feelgood, and yet it's always moving me forward. It's always giving me a better chance to see the truth of what is, which is, this is just life expressing. As so many of the great teachings tell us, all events are neutral. And they're neutral for me until I throw an interpretation on them. So I'm going to take a break and throw down some water and ask if anybody has a question or a comment. 563-999-3581. Okay, well, here's hoping that we're actually out there in the airwaves. Here's someone with a hand up. Area code 828. You're in the air.
Hi, Dr. Tim. This is Magda from Missouri. And I just want to quickly say, because I have a feeling other people are going to call too, I'm so grateful that you shared your process in such detail. That is the biggest lesson for us listeners, for myself. I'll speak for myself. I just love it. And my heart is full of compassion for what you're going through, and holding you in a space of love. So continue, and you're going to feel so great when you get to the other side of this. You know that, because you're feeling better and better with each worksheet. So thank you again, Dr. Tim.
Well, you're very welcome and deserving. Thank you for the call.
I'll mute myself and listen, okay?
All right. All right, well, we have 6 minutes, maybe five. 563-999-3581.
And you have a hand
910.
Up. Hey, Dr. Tim. Susan Darnell. Who? In North Carolina, Wilmington.
Oh, I thought that was an Irish accent. Go ahead, Susan.
I just want to say congratulations. That was awesome process, and I appreciate your willingness to be vulnerable and share that with us and show us what it looks like. I'm on the same time schedule as you sleeping. I'm usually waking up doing sheets in the bed. I just got a clipboard recently, just got 100 front and back, so I'm ready to go. I just keep it loaded and ready. But, you know, I was thinking I didn't have anything to share, and then as I was hearing the callers, I just thought maybe it might be appropriate just to share a little bit about what I've found for myself. The way I look at myself and the way I look at the world is doing this work and asking or talking to any other human being that Ruka lives in is asking Holy Spirit for the support that I need. And if it happens to come through the person standing before me, or if it happens to come through the person that I overhear talking at the grocery store, however, I try to explain to people, if I say something that's helpful, I'm grateful. And I see that as Holy Spirit coming through me. And I always say, you know, I'm just the straw. So don't get, you know, don't give me or the straw credit. Just know that every good thing comes from above, or comes from God, or comes from the Spirit within you, the Ruka breath. And that's what I was thinking in the coaching world. When anybody asks me, I do my best to say the prayer to Ruka to please place my ego aside and allow the Spirit to speak through me and allow me to be of service. So I'm thinking with your coach, I have been sitting on the sidelines just admiring you and thinking, that's what I'm going to do, and or I want to do. And it's so funny because when you tell the story, I just have to say that I think that even though that you, as they would say in the South, put your money where your mouth was, you actually invested something that in this world we consider a value, which is the green paper. And you have put it out to the universe. This is what I would like to do. And so I just stand as Ruka comes through anyone and everyone to be your coach and to show you the way. And everything you've done so far to me looks like it's beautiful. So I just wanted to put that out there to all of us, that the real coach is Holy Spirit, Ruka. She lives inside of us. She's our breath. And I am so grateful to be on this, and I'm so grateful to be here. Look at me. I'm going to cry. So
breathe.
Just know you're a true inspiration to us all. I'm grateful that this is on,
well,
on the audio.
Well, remember,
remember
what you just said. I'm just the straw. The inspiration is the nourishment that comes through the straw.
Amen. It's beautiful. I think what you say, though, Dr. Tim, and I quote you quite often in my classes, is it takes the willingness to take my bloated nothingness, and I think Dr. Rysik says this too, out of the way and allow myself to put away everything I think I know and come, as A Course in Miracles says, to be totally empty-handed, empty-headed for a Ruka to teach me in each and every moment. And I saw that willingness with you. So I just want to namaste, bow to you and to the whole team that we're on.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And Way of Mastery would talk about it as divine ignorance. You go into it.
I liked it.
Understanding that I don't really know what anything is or is for, and I don't understand what my brother or sister needs in this moment. And I don't understand all the lessons that may come from a series of events like this and the various interpretations I throw on it that are connected to past traumatic energies I've downloaded. I don't know they're there because I've been running and hiding from them for decades. So it's only, in my estimation so far, the only thing I've seen that works well so far for me is to be willing to use the tool, to be willing to say, if I've got a physical or a mental or emotional upset, it's self-created. The energy that's generating that is inside me. It didn't come from the outside, and the solution can't come from the outside. So the only reasonable thing for me to do is keep my breath moving.
Absolutely. I support you in that. I'll just put it out to anybody who's listening. I'm in doing a breath session on Sunday here in Wilmington. So for the ones who haven't heard, maybe they'll get in contact with me and come and breathe with us.
All right. And I'll remind people that tonight is a Thursday. So that means tonight from 6:30 to 9 Central Time, there's another MindShifter support group that's available through Zoom. And you can find out about that at mindshifters-academy.org, O-R-G. Click on the support groups tab. All the information is there. And you can also listen to some of those recordings from the archives at ch4cs.com on the audio page there. And before I hang up so Michael Rice can tap in, I will just remind us all to try and remember that we come from this energy we call love. We're made of we call love. We are this stuff we call love, the energy of creation. Everything else is false. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, everyone.